Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving. And we ask for your forgiveness. Father God, in Jesus' name, we embrace the gifts of a brand new day, a day that you have made, Father, and truly we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great, 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 and your name is absolutely greatly to be praised. Thank you, Father. Lord, we say thank you for bringing us through the midnight hours. We say thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for ushering us into a brand new day, Father God, that we have never known, never seen, and will never know again. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it, and now we surrender the day back over to you, Father, that you will manifest your glory in it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for drying weeping eyes, for healing broken hearts, for healing sick bodies, Father, and for saving lost souls. We say thank you. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for where you brought us from. Thank you for where we are. Thank you for where we're going. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your blessings, Father, that maketh rich and you add no sorrow to it. Thank you for all the wonderful testimonies, Father, the beautiful songs, the oh, Father, the fellowship, the love, the service, the kingdom work, the preaching and the teaching of your word, deliverance of lost souls. God, we just want to say thank you. In all things do we give you thanks, and all things do we give you praise. Now, Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, a day that you have made, Father God, and now we thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, according to your love, according to your grace, and according to your mercies. Thank you, Father. Father, may you and you alone be glorified in our services today. May your people be edified. Father God, we are not concerned about Satan, Father God, because greater is he that lives in me than he that lives in the world. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. And hallelujah to your name all over and all over again. Thank you, Father. The words of our mouth, thank you that the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, and O Lord, our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning. Good morning. Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning to you, and welcome back to Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. Amen. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. You come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is Lord. Please come in to the breakfast room and have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Breakfast is about to be served. We consider it to be the breakfast for champions. Amen. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, and this is why we can all be in the same room, even though we live in different parts of the country. Amen. You're on all the way on the other side of the country, but we are still in the same room. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? So beautiful. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Bradford, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen and amen. And this is hallelujah, the Lord's Day. Amen. Hallelujah. We are happy. We are happy. Amen. We are happy in it. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Today, amen, we want to take a look, amen, at one of the men of the Bible. Amen. We're going to have to come back to him. We're going to sort of do a two-part, maybe a three-part on him, but we want to, amen, share with you, amen, glory be to God, a word of encouragement today. And so we want to, amen, take a look at our brother Elisha, amen. We have the Elijah, and then we have Elisha, amen, in 2 Kings. And we want to take a look today, and we want to share, amen, with you, amen, hallelujah. And so I want to begin reading, amen, coming from the book of 2 Kings chapter 4, 2 Kings chapter 4, in Jesus' name. So I'm going to read a few scriptures. So I'm going to read it out of the NIV, so you'll be able to, I prefer King James, but we're going to do NIV today, amen, so you can see what's going on here, amen. And amen. And it reads like this, beginning in verse number 8. It says, one day Elisha went to Shunem, and a well-to-do woman was there who urged him to stay for a meal. So whenever he came by, he stopped there to eat. She said to her husband, I know that this man who often comes our way is a holy man of God. Let's make a small room on the roof and put in it a bed and a table, a chair and a lamp for him. Then he can stay here whenever he comes to us. One day when Elisha came, he came up to his room and lay down there. She said to his servant, Gehazi, call a Shunammite. So he called her, and she stood before him. Elisha said to him, tell her, you have gone to all this trouble for us. Now what can be done for you? Can we speak on your behalf to the king or the commander of the army? She replied, I have a home among my own people. What can be done for her? Elisha asked. Gehazi said, she has no son and her husband is old. Then Elisha said, call her. So he called her, and she stood in the doorway. About this time next year, Elisha said, you will hold a son in your arms. No, my Lord, she objected. Please, man of God, don't mislead your servant. But the woman became pregnant, and the next year, about that same time, she gave birth to a son, just as Elisha had told her. The child grew, and one day he went out to his father, who was with the reapers. He said to his father, my head, my head. His father told a servant, carry him to his mother. After the servant had lifted him up and carried him to his mother, the boy sat on her lap until noon, and then he died. She went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, then shut the door and went out. She called her husband and said, please send me one of the servants and a donkey so I can go to the man of God quickly and return. Why go to him today? He asked. It's not the new moon or the Sabbath. That's all right, she said. She saddled the donkey and said to her servant, lead on. Don't slow down for me unless I tell you. So she sent out and came to the man of God at Mount Carmel. When he saw her in the distance, the man of God said to his servant, Gehazi, look, there's the Shunammite. Run to meet her and ask her, are you all right? Is your husband all right? Is your child all right? Everything is all right, she said. When she reached the man of God at the mountain, she took hold of his feet. Gehazi came over to push her away. But the man of God said, leave her alone. She is in bitter distress. But the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me why. Did I ask you for a son, my Lord? She said. Didn't I tell you? Don't raise my hopes. Elisha said to Gehazi, tuck your cloak into your belt. Take my staff in your hand and run. Don't greet anyone you meet. And if anyone greets you, do not answer. Lay my staff on the boy's face. But the child's mother said, as surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. So she got up and followed. So he got up and followed her. Gehazi went on ahead and laid the staff on the boy's face, but there was no sound or response. So Gehazi went back to meet Elisha and told him, the boy has not awakened. When Elisha reached the house, there was the boy lying dead on his couch. He went in, shut the door on the two of them and prayed to the Lord. Then he got on the bed and lay on the board, mouth to mouth, eyes to eyes, hands to hands. As he stretched himself out on him, the boy's body grew warm. Elisha turned away and walked back and forth in the room and then got on the bed and stretched out on him once more. The boy sneezed seven times and opened his eyes. Elijah summoned Gehazi and said, call the Shunammite, and he did. And when she came, he said, take your son. She came in, fell at his feet, and bowed to the ground. Then she took her son and went out. My God, my God, my God. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed of God. Amen. Today, amen, we just want to talk to you, amen, for a couple minutes. Amen. We're not going to focus on Elisha. We're going to come back, Lord's willing, later on this week, and we're going to spend some time on Elijah and Elisha, the dynamic duel. Amen. And we're going to focus on these two men of God. But today, we want to focus on the dead boy. We want to focus on the dead boy. Amen. A nameless. Amen. Talking about the men of the Bible, the male characters of the Bible, beloved. Amen. This boy in, glory be to God, our Bible reading today, who did not even have a name. He had a name, but we don't know his name. Matter of fact, we don't even know his mother's name. The Bible refers to the mother as a Shunammite woman. We want to talk about, I titled this, amen, the dead boy. The dead boy. If you don't know the story of Elijah and Elisha, hang in, come on back later on this week, and you're going to find out some more about these men of God. Amen. Elijah, amen, powerful, powerful, powerful. Called down fire from heaven. I mean, just moved, worked for God in a miraculous way. His predecessor, amen, who was Elisha, amen, came in and took over. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God, amen, for him. How he was a great example. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we want to say thank you for his life. Amen. Hallelujah. Powerful men of God, powerful prophets of God, powerful. Amen. The Bible speaks about this boy. This boy here who was born, amen, to a woman who was barren. She could not produce. She could not have the baby. She could not bring forth the dream. She could not bring forth her heart's desire. She wanted a baby. She wanted a son. She wanted children, but she could not. Glory be to God. But what happened is in her kindness to the man of God. Ah, my God, my God. Ah. Oh, I feel something here. But wait a minute. Here the Holy Spirit. I got to share with you a scripture. The Bible tells us, beloved, and you can find it, amen, in 2 Chronicles, amen, chapter 20 and verse number 20. It says, believe, glory be to God. Let me give you the King James. It says here, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Ah. This woman of God, who does not even have a name, but she has a story. I say your story is stronger than your name. Because she believed in the man of God. Because she honored the man of God. She made sacrifices for the man of God. She reverenced the man of God. She will fix food for him. Now, scripture tells us, glory be to God. And we don't know how often he was coming by. I'm sure it might have been more than one day a week. It might have been more than just after church on Sundays. But every time he came by, the boy had a good meal. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then here we have the Lord's man, the man of God with no place to stay. Ah, my God, my God, my God. My God. Yeah, Pastor Bradford, you was homeless. Yeah, I was homeless. So was Jesus. Ah, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Had no place to lay his head. Her glory be. Here we see, amen, a man of God. Amen, glory be to God. John the Baptist living in the wilderness. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah, beloved. Sometimes for as men and women of God, amen, the comfort doesn't come until later on. Yeah, glory be to God. But here she said, she's talking to her husband now. She said, well, we got some space. We got this big house. The Bible says she was a rich woman. Money wasn't no issue. She could do what she wanted to do because she had it like that. Huh? We living in this big house. We got all these rooms. This man of God, God's servant, God's prophet. Glory be to God. Let's prepare one of them, amen, guest rooms for this man of God. And this is what they did. This is what they did. The Bible said they put a bed in there. They put a table in there. They put a chair in it. They made sure that the man of God was comfortable. They just didn't throw him up and say, yeah, be happy you got some place because you're a man of God and you should be living up there in the palace anyhow. What you doing homeless? You supposed to be riding the best car and living in the best house and doing the bling, bling, bling thing. And, I mean, come on now. What you sinning or something that you ain't living right? Why you living on this scale? They could have gone there like most people do. They said, but let's bless the man of God. Let's bless the man of God. And they did. Beloved, in the Bible says that you reap what you sow. Ah, I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. They sowed into the life of the man of God. Glory be to God. And the Bible says, you sow a seed, you're going to reap a harvest. Can you stand to be blessed? And so, beloved, so the Bible says, amen, find out what she needs. Find out what she needs. We're going to intercede for her. Glory be to God. Find out what she needs. Hallelujah. And, beloved, when Elijah, amen, surveyed the whole story, amen, he saw, amen, she was rich. She had a little something going on. She had a husband. Amen. But she didn't have no baby. He prophesied in her life. He said, next year this time. Come on now. Oh, next year this time. Sound like the angel that spoke to Abraham and Sarah. Said, we're going to give you a year. We're going to give you, it takes 9 months to carry a baby. We're going to give you 3 months to work it up. Amen. Glory be to God. 9 and 3 is 12. Amen. 12 months is 1 year. It's about next year this time, you're going to give birth. And beloved, amen, we want to thank God. Hallelujah. She said, no. She said, don't build my hopes up. Sometimes the Lord will speak to us, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord will speak to us through a prophecy. The Lord will speak to us through a rhema word. The Lord will drop, amen, something. The Lord will speak to us through his word. Amen. Glory be to God. And sometimes we think it's too good to be true. We looking for God to do it, amen, for the person next door and this person and that person. But surely God won't do it for me, amen. We think it's too good to be true. The Ephesians 3 and 20 says, now unto him who is exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think according to, amen, hallelujah, the power that worketh with us. God is great. That's just not the words of a song, baby. That's the real deal. God is great. He said about a year from now, you're going to give birth. You're going to give birth to that thing that you're longing for, that you're wishing for, that you've been praying for, the thing that you want so bad. Glory be to God. It was too good for her to believe, but glory be to God, but it didn't stop her and her husband from doing what they needed to do. Amen. From working their faith. Somebody say faith work. They worked their faith. You best believe. Huh? Glory be to God. And here it was, 1 year later, the baby. You give birth to the baby. You give birth to the vision. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The thing that has had you in pain is now, amen, manifested before your eye. The thing you have struggled for, the thing you have sacrificed for, the thing, glory be to God, you said, maybe my children, but not me, not in my lifetime, not in my generation, not in my family line. That thing, amen, you finally give birth to. Everything was okie dokie. Yeah, hallelujah. I'm sure they was around there praising the Lord. Amen. Giving the Lord his praise, giving the Lord his song, dancing and celebrating and partying all night long. Yeah, I'm sure they was. They was happy, happy, happy. Why? Because I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Oh, I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Oh, yeah, everything was good. It was harvest time. She said, I sold my seed. I got my harvest. I don't know when you're going to get yours, and I don't know what yours look like. But why are you waiting? If you want to know what a harvest look like, come on over here and look at my harvest. Because I got my harvest. Here's my baby right here. But beloved, the story goes on. And it tells us that the boy, The boy with no name. The miracle boy. The miracle baby. Died. Went out into the field, amen. His head was hurting. I don't know, probably have a, maybe he had a, one of them aneurysms. I don't know. I know when I suffered with my first aneurysm, it was a, it wasn't a headache so much, but it was like a pain in the back of my neck. I thank God for it, because most people would have took a Tylenol and went to bed. He said, my head, my head, my head, glory be to God. Of course, they didn't know. Father didn't know. He said, take the boy to his mother. Take the boy to his mother. Somebody say, thank God for praying mothers. Ah, I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. And so, somebody say, thank God for praying mothers. Daddy didn't pray. Daddy just sent him to the mama. Mama's baby. Mama's baby. Daddy maybe, mama's baby. So he got the mama, and the Bible says, amen, that the boy sat on his mama's lap, because we know we're going to hold our babies. We don't care how old you are. You'll be 40, 50, 60 years old. We're going to hold our babies. She held her baby. But the Bible says that the boy died in his mama's lap. When the vision dies, when the goal dies, when the dream dies, when the relationship dies, when it's dead, beloved. I mean, look, I'm talking about showing up dead. I'm talking about Jesus died. And when Jesus was out there on the cross some 2,000 years ago, he didn't fall asleep for 3 days. No, Jesus died. When the boy died, the mama, what the mama did, she didn't curse God. She didn't curse the prophet. She didn't fall out. She didn't try to commit suicide. She didn't fall into depression. She didn't do none of those things. The Bible tells us that, glory be to God, her faith rose up. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. Her faith rose up in a time of despair, in a time of agony, in a time of darkness, in a time of grief. Glory be to God. Amen. She chose to take the opposite, glory be, and do, amen, the opposite, and her faith rose up. Ah, come on. A scripture just popped in my head. You got to write this down. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 9. We are, start at verse 8. We are hard pressed on all sides, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Woo! Oh, trouble had come. Trouble had come, but glory be to God. But she decided to rise up in faith and let her faith work. And the Bible says she went to the man of God. This woman of faith and power. Oh, this woman here, she must have been wealthy in a lot of areas of her life. The man of God saw her coming from afar, because there's no time and distance in this. He said, check and see, make sure everything okay. Make sure everything okay. He sent a servant out. Glory be to God. Is everything good? Everything, woman of God? And notice her response. She didn't say, oh, my baby dead. And you told me that God was going to bless me. Well, if God going to bless me, why God going to take back his blessing? Glory be to God. Huh? Glory. And I knew I should have did it, and I should have let that butt in my house in the first place. But eating up all my food. Glory be, didn't even change the sheets. Oh, she could have gone there. she would have could have gone there. You know some of us. You know some people who would have. Oh, they would have got right funky with it. See? But what did she say? She opened her mouth and said, all is well. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. She opened her mouth and said, all is well. It's good. It's good. It's good. How you doing, woman? Oh, I'm exceedingly well. Exceedingly well with a dead baby. Exceedingly well with a dead vision. Exceedingly well. What? I'm exceedingly well. It all is well. This woman knew that there was power in the words she spoke. This woman here knew that we could decree a thing and shall be established. This woman here knew that death and life, amen, was not amen in that house with her dead son, but death and life was in the power of her tongue. Glory be to God, hallelujah, and she held on to it. And when Elisha found out that the promise had died, oh, my God, my God. When he found out the promise had died, he said, let's go do a visit. Come on, come on, let's go see what's happening here. Ah, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Reminds me, amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen, of the rich man, amen, who approached Jesus, amen, because his daughter was dying. And Jesus said, I'm going to go see about it. Ah, my God, oh, take to see that the Lord God, he is good. Amen. Hallelujah. And Elisha went to the house, the same house where he had his guest room set up, the same house. Matter of fact, she put the dead boy on Elijah's bed. Ooh! Oh, she put the dead thing, the dead vision, the dead dream, she put it on the bed of the prophet. Ah, my God, sookie. I wish I had time today. Glory be to God. And the Bible tells us, whoo, my God, my God. The Bible tells us. Okay, wait a minute. Wow, I'm going right back to he. Ah, ba da ba kom baby ba 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 ba. Yerra ba kom baby ba 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 ba. Ah, ba da ba kom baby 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 ba. The Bible tells us when in verse 32, when Elisha reached the house, he saw the boy dead. He went in and shut the door. First of all, glory be to God. Let me tell you something. Some doors that need to be shut. Let me take a pause right here, beloved. Glory be to God. And tell you that it's some doors that need to be shut. Jesus says, go in, hallelujah, and shut the door for a little while. There's some doors. We need to shut the doors on some relationships. We need to shut the doors, amen, hallelujah, on some people. We need to shut the doors of our mind and shut the devil out and stop giving the devil leadway. Stop giving the devil a foothold to kick the devil out of our thoughts. Kick the there's some doors that need to be shut. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he says here, glory be to God, when Elisha went in the house, glory be to God, the first thing he did was shut the door. Hallelujah. On the two of them and prayed to the Lord. He shut the woman, Shunammite woman out. He shut his servant out. He says, just me and God. Beloved, sometimes you got to get to a place, amen, when you serious with God, you say, no way, it's just me and God right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'll get back to you. I'll get back to you. I got to go in and have a little talk with Jesus. I got to tell him all about my troubles. He will hear my faintest cry. He will answer by and by. Oh, sometimes, beloved, amen, you just got to seclude yourself. Are you coming out of the isolation, amen? This, you on an assignment right now. Glory be to God. Well, you ever received or had to make an important phone call, beloved, to your doctor, lawyer, somebody, or you received an important phone call, you got some other people in the house, or in the, what do? First thing you say, you step out of the room. You say, I'll be back.
You go into the bathroom, you go out the house, you sit on the step, you step out from the noise. You step out from the crowd. You step out from the distraction. Why? Because I got to have a conversation right now, and I don't need no interruption. Elijah said, I got to have a conversation right now, and I don't need no interruption. My God, sookie, sookie. And the Bible says, amen, and look at this unorthodox way. Beloved, if we can just get out of tradition, if we can just get out of trying to do it the way everybody else do it, the way we saw this person do it, because we got to get out of that religiosity and just let God be God and do what the Lord is telling us to do and how God is telling us to do it and not afraid to be different. And Elijah said he got on the, look at verse number 34. He got on the bed. He lay on the boy. Now, if the newscaster saw that, they would have handcuffed him. They would have handcuffed him on the spot. He laid on the boy, gave the boy mouth-to-mouth recitation. How are you going to resuscitate a dead thing? How you going to resonate, glory be to God? The vision already died. The business already died. The relationship is already dead. How you going to resurrect a dead thing? Gave a mouth-to-mouth recitation, eyes-to-eyes, hands-to-hands. Picture it in your sanctified imagination. What a scene. As he stretched himself out on him, the boy's body grew warm. I come to tell you, God's about to make some things hot up in here. Oh, he is a consuming fire. Glory be to God. What was cold is about to get hot. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For the fire of God. Hallelujah. And Elijah came with that fire, with that Holy Ghost fire, something on the inside. Working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Woo! And verse number 35 says, and Elijah turned away and walked back and forth in the room and then got on the bed and stretched out on him once more. Somebody say one more time. Somebody say one more prayer. I have a good friend, amen, Reverend Evangelist Suzette. She said, Pastor Bradford, let's pray one more prayer. We know you done prayed, amen, already. You guys pray one more time. Hallelujah. We know you done did it already. Let's do it one more time. Glory be to God. We think about the widow woman. Amen. She was relentless. Amen. She kept going. Amen. Before the judge. He said, I'm going one more morning. I'm going one more day. And I'm going to keep going till I get what I came for. I'm going to persist until I succeed. Glory be to God. Even Jesus Christ himself in the Garden of Gethsemane prayed three times. The first prayer, hallelujah, God heard him the first time. He prayed the second, and he prayed the third. Faith acts like a thing is so, even when it's not so, that it'll be so, because God said so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Well, he said, okay. He said, okay, Mr. Devil, you don't want to give back, hallelujah, the promise. See, the devil coming to steal, to kill, and destroy. Oh, you think you just going to come in here, Mr. Devil, and take my stuff, take my blessing? Huh? You think you got it like that? hallelujah. Huh? Oh, glory be to God, beloved, the violent, take it by force. So Elijah said, well, guess what? I got a little response the first time. I felt things warming up. He said, but that I want a little bit more than that. He said, let me go again. Somebody say, do it again. Somebody say, do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again. And the Bible tells us that the boy sneezed seven times. Ha, something about that number seven. Lord, dip us in the blood of Jesus Christ, seven. Oh, something about that number seven. We're going to come back and teach on that number seven. The boy sneezed seven times, and the boy had opened his eyes. Elisha summoned Gehazi and said, call the woman. still no name, called the mother, and he did what he told him to do, and the mother came. He said, take your son. She came in, fell at his feet, ever grateful, amen, for the spirit of God in this man of God, bowed to the ground, took her son, and went out. My point today, beloved, this dead boy with no name, this faithful, holy mother with no name, was blessed through association. They got their miracle through association. They had enough God in them to connect with a real man of God. They had enough spirit in them, amen, to follow the true and the living God, amen. Wait a minute. You know it had to be God because the man, amen, was hungry. The man of God was hungry and didn't have a place to live. Glory be to God. Most people would have called him a wolf in sheep's clothing. Glory be to God because God don't do that to his people. But they had enough discernment, amen, to know that this was a man of God. Amen. And to pour into his life. And so they was blessed through association. Beloved, I come to ask you a question this morning. Who are you associated with? I come to ask you a question this morning. Who's in your circle? Oh, my God. Who are you hooking up with? Who are you sowing into? I feel the Holy Ghost on this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost on this morning. Who are you sowing into? Who are you being a blessing to? Well, brother, let me tell you something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This young boy died. Hallelujah. But by faith, he got up again, beloved, because it's not dead until it's dead. It ain't over till God says it's over. I don't care what it look like. God is able, amen, to do. Hallelujah, beloved. With man, it might be impossible. But with God, somebody say, with God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for our God to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we see, amen, hallelujah, where, hallelujah, Elijah, God used Elijah to raise, hallelujah, the dead, hallelujah. His predecessor, Elijah, his mentor, he raised the dead. Glory be to God. And tomorrow, Lord's willing, the rest of this week, we'll go into it some more, and we see where Jesus raised the dead. But I come to tell you one thing. Jesus said, and greater works shall you do. If Elijah was able to raise the dead, Elisha was able to raise the dead, Jesus was able to raise the dead, and he said, greater works shall we do, then why you got so much dead stuff around you, beloved? And glory be, after a while, if we don't deal with that dead stuff, it starts to stinking. Glory be to God, you don't need a long time. What do they call it? Rigor mortis or whatever it's called. And it starts to decay and it starts to stinking. Lazarus was dead for 4 days. But let me tell you something. God is able to resurrect the dead. God is able to resurrect the dead dream, the dream you thought. Amen. You thought it was too late. You thought you was too old. Thought you didn't have the education. Didn't have the money. You didn't have this. You didn't have the whatever. All those excuses. Glory. The dead business. The dead relationships. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The dead dream. Whatever it is that died prematurely. Beloved, you know why Elijah was able? Amen. That boy came back. Because he died prematurely. It wasn't his time to die. I come to tell you some stuff has died in your life, beloved, and it wasn't the time to die. It was for premature death. But I come to tell you that Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Woo! My God, hallelujah. Do you believe? Do you believe? Beloved, it's time for us to get in the right circles. Get away from those, amen, people that's talking doubt. Get away from those people, amen, that's talking death. Get away from those people that's talking doom and gloom and depression, misery, love, and company. Get guard your ear gates, your eye gates, your heart gates. Put your gates on shutdown. Glory be to God. Everybody out. Glory be to God. Huh? Hallelujah. Who's in your circle? Who's in your circle? This dead boy came back to life because of association. Well, let me tell you, go one step deeper, because of a praying mama. Ah, I always love my mama because of a praying mama and by association with the man of God. If you do not know Jesus Christ today and the pardoning of your sins, it's time for you to get into the right association. It's time for you to get into the right circle because you're in the wrong place. And we want to take you this morning where you need to be. If a man will believe in his heart, if a woman will believe in her heart, the Lord Jesus, and confess with their mouth and believe in their heart, they shall be saved. It's time to step into the right association so you can get your blessing. So you can get your blessing. Woo! Repeat after me. Father, I ask that you would save my soul. I come confessing my sins. I believe, I receive, and I accept as I invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart, to be my Lord and to be my Savior, to save my soul. Thank you for saving me. Now use me and help me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life. In Jesus' name, I thank you. And in Jesus' name, I pray. Hallelujah. 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 Guess what? With all of you out there, amen, in radio land, internet land, amen, again, that did that, guess what? Hallelujah. You was the dead boy. You was the dead girl. You was dead. Ah, glory be to the wages of sin is death. Hallelujah. But now that you gave your life to Christ, amen, hallelujah, you've been resurrected anew. Amen, hallelujah. You are saved. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's the greatest miracle in the universe. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the family of God. Amen. We welcome you. Reach out to us here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries and let us hear from you. And visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. You can send us an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. You can send us a letter at P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Glory be to God. You can chat with us, amen, on social media. Where there's a will, there's a way. You can call us, amen, at 267-719-3386. Amen. In Jesus' name. And to God be praised. Amen. Thank God for Elijah. Elisha. Well, thank God for Elijah, because Elijah was first. Thank God for Elisha. Thank God for the Shunammite woman. And thank God for the dead boy who's not dead no more. Hallelujah. God, come to decree and prophesy in somebody's life that your ladder shall be greater. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And it ain't over until God says so. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God. Amen on today. Amen. I'm preaching myself happy this morning. I'm preaching myself happy. Happy in Jesus Christ. Amen. In Jesus' name. We're going to come back later this week, Lord's willing. We're not sure how we're going to flow with tomorrow. Sometimes we do things differently on Wednesday. Amen. Glory be to God. But we want to pick up with Elisha. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. In form of announcements today, please meet us. Amen. At the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Amen. In Jesus' name, I want to thank the prayer warriors that was with me last night as I ministered in the on the Midnight Comfort Hour. Amen. Last night, amen, the platform that our evangelist Lisa Harris, amen, gave birth to some 8-9 years ago. Amen. So it might be, let's see, this ministry is 12, so it's probably like 9-10 years ago. And so we want to thank God for you and you. We are diehards, aren't we? Amen. Gloria. I think I went to sleep around 12:30. Amen. And but we don't play. Amen. We get it in while we can get it in. Amen. I love y'all so much. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Okay, tomorrow night, Lord's willing, Wednesday night, a Bible study night at 8 o'clock, amen, and this Friday, Lord's willing, is our praise party, amen, your praise, and we have two birthdays this month, amen, our evangelist Nancy, amen, and our deacon Hattie, amen, and if I'm missing any October birthdays, let me know, amen, in Jesus' name. All right, that's it. That's the word. Amen. Beloved, amen. Just want to encourage all of you growing in Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And the Lord deals with me in such a unique way. And the way the Lord deals with me is I just get quiet before him. I just shut the radio off. I shut the TV off. I shut the computers off. I shut everything off. And I just get quiet before the Lord. And he speaks to me. I have no distractions. I have nothing interfering. And that's how I get the word. That's how the Lord gave me this message a couple hours ago. I don't know. I think before I went to bed last night. That I don't even sweat over what I'm going to preach. I just ask God to speak to me. And when God will speak to me, then God will give me the scripture. And then he'll take it from there. Glory be to God. And I love it because he flows more freely from me with me coming that way as opposed to, you know, when I'm preparing notes and bullet points and all that to stay on course, especially if I'm talking to a group of people. I do things in a different way, but maybe I need to stop doing things in that way and just do things the way the Lord called me to do. You know, just step on out there and just let the Holy Ghost speak. And let me tell you something. He's the same God today, yesterday, and forever. And what God does for one person, God will do for you. Only believe. Only believe. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we give your name the praise, we give your name the glory, and we give your name the honor. We thank you for this word that have come forth on today about the dead boy. Ooh. Ooh. God, we say thank you. Father God, hallelujah. God, we cancel. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. Father, we ask that you would cancel every satanic, close every satanic highway and every evil coffin. We decree and we declare that no weapon formed against us, formed against our families, will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment will be condemned, Father God. What the devil has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy, God, we're asking for a hedge of protection, a fence of protection, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. And those things that have already died prematurely in our lives, Father God, we're asking you for a bona fide resurrection. We're asking for your resurrection power. We're asking for the faith to bring it back to life. We're asking, Father God, that you will connect us to whoever we need to be associated with to come into agreement, Father, for two or three touch and agree on anything, Father God, it shall be done. But in the meantime, we know that the fervent prayer, the righteous availeth much, Father, so we can touch and agree with the Holy Ghost, and that will be sufficient. Father, we say thank you, and we say thank you for our miracle. Thank you for our miracle and keeping the miracle alive, keeping the baby alive, keeping the dream alive. Woo! Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. We dip our dreams in the blood of Jesus Christ 7 times. We dip our children. We dip our lives, our families, our health, our destiny, everything that our business is, everything that pertains to us that you have made us stewards over, we dip all of that in the blood of Jesus seven times, the same way that dead boy sneezed seven times and came back to life. And we say thank you that it is so. Bless the prayer warriors as they come at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Father God, anoint them with the Holy Ghost power. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Keep them safe from danger seen and danger unseen. We cancel bad news today. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel accidents, incidents, calamities. It will not take root, and it will not prosper. And we say thank you for those dead things sprouting back to life. It's a new season, and it's a new day. It's a fresh anointing that have come our way. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Meet us at the morning altar tomorrow morning, Lord's willing, 5 o'clock. Amen. We took a week off with God's permission. Don't do nothing without God's permission. I thank God for the little break. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we're back to bed, rolling up our sleeves and getting back to it. Amen. In Jesus' name. I love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you who gave your life to Christ today, amen. We want to hear from you. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer now. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Love you. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, it is already, 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 already here. Love you. That's the question. Yeah.
God.